Hello, I'm Dr. Nusrat Fatima, one of the author. The current review article describes about the utility of cell-free DNA as biomarker in early review incident and outcome of ischemic stroke. Regardless of advances in our understanding of several important aspects of the disease, such as epidemiology, quality of life, and pathophysiology, stroke remains a major public health concern in the 21st century. Ischemic stroke is the most common type of stroke in both developed and developing countries. Ischemic stroke is characterized by a sudden loss of blood circulation to a portion of the brain, followed by a loss of neurologic function. Acute ischemic stroke is more common than hemorrhagic stroke and is caused by thrombotic or embolic occlusion of a cerebral artery. Treatment of acute ischemic stroke is time-dependent and technically challenging. Early and accurate diagnosis of ischemic stroke is critical for timely access to interventional therapy and increase the likelihood of a favorable clinical outcome. Ischemic stroke involves cell death and disruption of the blood-brain barrier. It is hypothesized that cell-free DNA would be liberated into the plasma soon after the onset of stroke and may be useful for assessing disease severity and prognosis. Measurement of cell-free DNA fragments could be used as a useful biomarker with higher predictive value for the diagnosis and prognosis of ischemic stroke patients promptly in emergency rooms that allows for immediate referral to a stroke team. Saving time and increasing the likelihood of successful intervention. Discriminative quantification of cell-free mitochondrial DNA instead of overall circulating DNA may provide more significant value for identifying real-time host response. The future practical adoption of this strategy as an additional marker to predict the outcome of therapeutic intervention will be aided by reliable and standardized quantification of cell-free mitochondrial DNA in ischemic stroke patients to design effective diagnosis, prognosis, and therapeutic strategies.